Carl, did you pass it around that, or do I have it, the signature page?
Chris, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Good to go.
Okay, we will call the meeting to order. Could you all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could we have a moment of silent reflection, please? Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody to our meeting tonight, to remind you that the meeting is being recorded and that recording will appear on the internet. Correspondence.
Okay, I got a letter here. Dear board members, Hillsborough was alive to the sound of music Saturday evening as four area high schools competed for the $1,000 first prize in the Hillsborough Lions Club first annual high school sing-off. Judges Tom Dunn, Mike Bradley, and Pam Stora struggled to single out a winner after four magical performances. Determined by a draw, Hillsborough Daring, under the direction of John Way, led off, followed by Kearsage, directed by Robert Harrington. Conval was next, directed by Crystal Morin, and Newport, directed by Emma Nelson. The audience gave each chorus ovation after ovation, and when all was settled, Conval emerged the winner of the $1,000, with Kearsage accepting the $500 runner-up award. Newport and Hillsborough Daring each received $250 honorable mention awards. On behalf of the Lions Club, I want to thank you for the generous use of the middle school facility. It was a fantastic venue for the performances. Your staff was eagerly cooperative and did a fantastic job setting up. Not only did the Lions Club benefit, Hillsborough Daring was shown off in a positive light to our many visitors. If all falls into place, I will be approaching you again for permission to use the facility for the high school chorus clash on April 13th and the soccer field for the high school marching band matchup on May 18th. Hillsborough Lions Club, Lee Bossy, President.
Excellent. Well, congratulate the chorus for us for participating in your honorable mention. Okay. Anything else?
No, we do have with us tonight the documents necessary to get the reimbursement for security cameras and the film on the windows and whatnot.
Okay.
It does require the signature of all of the boards, and it does require to be notarized, and Carol is our notary that's here tonight, so perhaps if the board is comfortable with it, maybe we could do that if we do take a break for cake.
Sure.
Carol, Jess was never on that email. So she didn't know anything about it.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Anyway.
She can't come to the next
meeting.
She's
not coming. No, she can't come to the next meeting. She's done.
Okay. Recognitions. Well.
We'll recognize her.
We have a...
I can FaceTime her. You want to FaceTime her?
Invite her as an honor.
No, we will. We have this, a certificate of appreciation for Jessica for her... limited time on the board, but we appreciate her serving. And we also have cake. We never pass up an opportunity
to
have
her
a cake.
Picture of the cake.
So
send her a picture of the cake.
Let's take 5 minutes and have a piece of cake in honor of Jessica. And just remember her on the first bite or something.
I'll take it.
Before we cut it, she's going to take a picture.
I'll send it to Jeff.
I'll volunteer to take her piece.
Okay, and while she's doing that, let's take care of the signature.
That way Carol can notarize it.
Yeah. Is this what we have to sign?
Yeah, that's correct. And there's one for each of the different projects, so they're each two pages and they're put together individually.
Okay, more for the film.
Yep.
I'm assuming this goes with this?
Yeah, two pages each.
Yes. So how many projects are there in total?
Okay, Carol, how many paper clips did you have here? Yeah, one, two,
this one is
six. Because there's for each grant,
six.
Camera. Yep.
One for the camera, one for the window, for each of the three schools.
So there are six sheets to sign. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go get cake.
Go ahead. You can go get cake. So just sign.
All six, please.
That's one. Window film.
I'm going to pause the recording.
She said, oh, that's thoughtful.
Rich, while we're signing, I'm just going to pause the recording, okay?
Yep, let's go. Okay.
It's ready.
We're back.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jessica,
thank you, Jess,
for the cake.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah. Presentations.
That was that.
Public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with the board. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to comments made. However, we do reserve that right. Do we have any public comment?
Is your microphone on again?
Yes.
I would just like to dovetail on Lee's letter that Bob read a few minutes ago. It was very nice to have the kids coming in from other schools, and they were very impressed by the middle school cafetorium, and they, you know, Kearsage being a bigger school and Congdal being a bigger school. It was kind of nice to say, this is ours, and it looked fabulous, and everything went off very, very well for them. So I was pleased and proud of New York. But the kids did a great job. And then while the judges were deliberating, the kids from all the schools we're talking to each other, and that's always nice to see.
Yeah.
And they have some camaraderie going on.
Were there a lot of people? Yeah, I wasn't here. Were there a lot of people?
Not particularly. Ended up being more of a community service than a fundraiser, but that's okay.
First year. Okay.
And we only have four groups, but they had a great time, or seemed to have a good time. They mentioned it. The people who were there seemed to have a really good time, from what people said to us. So we were fortunate to have three good judges. Pam Storer is a middle school. She's done band. She's done chorus and middle school music teacher. So that's all it has.
Excellent. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Do we have any response? We good? Okay. Board discussion items. Letter to the editor. Okay. One of the things we did is we charged Catherine with coming up with a letter to the editor. I believe she did. It's in our packet. What do we think, board members?
Yep. So as I said to you guys, it's long because, Rich, you had said touch on all of the warrants.
Yep.
So one of the suggestions was we could cut some of the not important because they're all important, but maybe the ones that don't need a lot of talking points, or you know, all the talking points came from what we already spoke to at the deliberative. So it's just there's a lot here with what's on the warrant articles. And I tried to set it up so it was aesthetically pleasing and using simple language. Like I said, it was only a draft, so.
Yep, no, I kind of like the format that you had here, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But other board members, what do you think, Paul?
No problems.
No problems with it? Chris?
I think certainly it's good what's there, but I mean, I think if we can get down shorter, because I know that one of the newspapers in particular said they probably wouldn't publish it in entirety, being that it's 1,500 words. They'd want to see something closer to 800 to 1,000 words or even less. So I think if we maybe focus on some of the main points, like maybe the budget and the contract and maybe a couple of the other warrant articles, and then, not that the others aren't important, but if we could maybe phrase it in a way where we're not going into as much detail. That's sort of my brief.
So I guess what is the intent of the letter then? Is the intent to give them key talking points or cliff note versions?
Well, I kind of like this because anybody who wonders, what each of these articles is about can look at this and read it and see what it's about. And, you know, most people don't go to the deliberative session. So this kind of gives a nice overview of what's on there.
Yep.
I don't know.
I didn't have any instructions from any of the papers.
Yeah.
So.
I got it.
Yeah, I just put off, if I reached out to a couple of them just to see what, you know, space they had, what availability, just so we could have some information to work off of, and at least that's the information I got from, you know, a couple of them. You know, is that obviously the more concise, the shorter we can do it, the better. And, you know, the advice was once someone gets past 500 words or so, you know, they may not necessarily see it to the end anyways. So, but even if we can shrink it to 800 to 1,000, just that way it's, I mean, it flows good. I mean, I like the format the way it is. I think that even if it goes in, it's, you know, maybe a little bit long. But it's hard to know where to, you know.
I revised it this afternoon and cut off, the original is 1,500 words. I got it down to 1,100, taking out some of the Article 5 amendment and some of the contract, teacher contract stuff, and the project descriptions for the HVAC.
Yeah, the Article 5 amendment won't even see that on the ballot, correct?
I thought it was on the ballot. That's why we voted for it.
The amendment we made to the SAU budget. That was, we were just amending that number so it appears correctly, correct?
Right.
We don't actually vote on it again.
The public votes on
the public.
Yeah,
The public votes, I mean, they can either prove that as a
both of them, yeah, the SAU and the amendment.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So we could cut the Article 5 amendment very easily.
Yeah.
We can eliminate that.
I even toyed with cutting 4 because it's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
And so we could cut 4, 5 amendment. I cut for the teacher's contract, I cut where it says this contract does have some changes associated with it, and they include the following. I cut that whole blurb out because that was pretty specific, but still gives you the intent of what we were looking for. Just leaving it at we're looking to keep momentum.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. And then the HVAC one, I cut out the three project details, and then just left it's important to note the other.
Yep. Okay. We could do that too. Okay.
Which article is that?
Article 8.
The HVAC one. Yeah. Okay. I think it's important to keep the Duncan Jenkins stuff because I don't think a lot of people know what the feasibility study actually is.
Mm. Yep, no, I do too.
Yeah.
Plus, that's not overly long anyway.
No. I mean, the longest one was the budget.
Yeah, but that's the biggest.
Yeah, that's what you want it to be anyway.
Yeah, no, okay.
Okay.
How do we feel about that? Is that.
That should get. I mean, it was fine? 1,100 if I bring out. If I cut out. 4.
You're cutting out 4.
If I cut out 4.
And the Article 5 amendment.
You might get it down to 1,000.
So. Even to, I know in your original too, you mentioned the default budget.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even, I'm trying to think, even just slimming that down, that if the budget doesn't pass, then it resorts to the default budget.
I can look at rewording it, yeah.
Just a few less words on there. I mean, I think even with just wordsmithing it, maybe again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like you did a good job with it already.
Okay.
Might be able to shave another little bit off.
Yeah, because I mocked up this version with the cutting out a couple, and it was already down to 1,100. So I think we can get it down to close to 1,000, while still keeping the bulleted key section, so people can easily look to what they want to look at.
Are we fine with that, and you'll have it. To the SAU tomorrow by lunch?
Yeah.
Will that give us enough time?
Actually.
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that would be Wednesday by lunch. That's soon enough for the papers?
Yeah.
Can I I'll do it tonight. I'll have to do it tonight, otherwise I'm going to be multitasking.
Okay.
I know he's got the paper locked up. I'm not sure that we can get it in this week or not. No, we have to get it in.
Yeah,
we were hoping to have it discussed tomorrow, yesterday. Damn.
Yeah, yeah, we were planning on this meeting yesterday. Okay, just have it there early morning, you know, by lunch.
I have one more question, too. On Article 3,
mm-hmm.
like when you, like you actually had referenced in terms of, I think it was like the, I don't know if you made any changes to the version that we have, but we are anticipating special education costs are projected to decrease and therefore
mm-hmm.
corresponding benefit from the state decreases. Do we want to, I mean, I know that we kind of went over that a little bit deliberative, but do we really want to put it out there in that way? Especially where we're then, you know, I don't know if people know the difference between general special ed funding and out-of-placement funding, because we're also looking to fund the Special Education Trust Fund, too.
Yeah, but I think it's important to know that these the help we're getting from the state and Medicaid is going down.
Well, I think specifically...
So that we have to come up with more, so that the taxpayers have to come up with more money. So I think it's important for them to know that.
Yeah, and I think that part, but I mean, we alluded that our special education costs are going down, which, I mean, I guess it depends on which way you look at it. I don't know if there's a, in terms of internal versus external, I mean, because you've got, you know, the students that are in-house, and then you've got the possibility of other placements, too.
That's true.
And then, you know. And we're looking to continue.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, we can nitpick this to death if we want to. Mm. And I'm hesitant to do that. I think she did a nice job. And
right.
So.
Go ahead. Yeah. I think it's
okay, so do those changes that we talked about just by tomorrow.
Yep, you got it.
Morning. We agreed? Yes. Bob, before we go on.
Yeah, I just had a question. It's going to be sent to the two local papers.
Yep.
Correct.
Is it going to be sent to any other papers? Concord Monitor, Union Leader, Monadnock News. They may or may not print it. And my next question is, if we send it, can the newspapers do a link to our website where it would be posted should they want the full text?
Sure.
They may want to glean out, perhaps Concord Monitor may not want to give us whatever amount of, page space.
Yep. Yep.
But they could glean off the, this is...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just a thought.
No, that's a good idea. Okay. We'll do that.
Right. On number 5, we're not putting the amounts in Washington Windsor.
Oh, yeah. That was, I think there was...
No, this is
5.
Just the Hillsborough portion.
So I'll get rid of that little blurb then.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Paul. I forgot that little thing.
That's a few words.
And these, Lori's not here. I was going to say these figures are correct because they're from the deliberative,
correct.
So I don't think anything's
that's
changed.
Correct.
Yeah, so you're gonna strike that
we're
question.
We're married to them anyways.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, that's what I use for my little binder.
If we're going to drop, the Article 5 amendment, which number are we going to use for the Article 5?
Well, Article 5 is the SAU budget.
Right.
Article 5 amendment is just being dropped, period.
Right. Okay.
And she's going to strike the last sentence from the SAU budget, should we put the amount they fund?
Correct.
That's just, no.
And you're just going to note that these were all passed by the majority of the Hillsborough Dairy School Board?
Yes, I'm going to add that to the, I didn't specify that anywhere. Do you want me to add that?
At the tail end.
At the tail end. Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you say unanimous, Paul, or majority?
Majority.
No, majority. Because they weren't unanimous.
Yeah.
Not unanimous.
Okay.
We good?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow up to the elementary school sinks and plumbing. James, I believe that's you.
Come.
Oh, he doesn't.
He doesn't want to come.
We had a conversation with the elementary school administration, and they were going to reach out to the teachers. I haven't heard anything back from them on that.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't have a definitive number on that. Dan Reckitt was out today at jury duty. We didn't have school yesterday. And we've been sending teachers on this really great field trip called Croca. Did I say it right, Patty? And so we haven't been able to get a definitive number yet. But the number, James, if we were to replace the sinks, 10,000?
Yeah. Nothing's changed on the numbers.
Okay.
Just the direction we're going in. We just haven't figured that out yet.
Okay. Hopefully next meeting?
Yeah, I think two more weeks will be all right.
Okay, we'll put it on that
with
one.
With the vacation week and everything, still need answers.
I got it. Thank you. Okay. Follow-up of the video recording, live streaming of board meetings.
Okay. Both Neil and Laurie couldn't be here tonight, with the board meeting being changed and whatnot. So what happened was Neil reached out to Eric, the person we talked about that does the live streaming, mm-hmm. And he sent them I have three questions from my school board. Number one, can we have installations at two locations, never broadcasting at the same time? And the simple answer was yes.
Okay.
The second question is, what is the cost of a second location? $30 a month.
Okay.
What is the process of setting up a demo, and what would the demo look like? And this was the one that surprised me. Demos are tough because the equipment needs to be installed. If you want a trial that we can do as long as the installation is easy, meaning there are drop ceilings or it is easy to run wires, if you are not happy, we can remove the equipment, but you would be responsible for fixing any screw holes, etc., that we create and install in the hardware.
Okay.
So those are the three questions and the three answers.
We do have drop ceilings here, right?
Yes.
Hmm. So would that be an issue as far as you're concerned?
From my experience with the camera system that was put in over the summer, this room wouldn't be ideal for probably need, even the ceilings, the way that they're vaulted, you probably need some pedestal that came down that was lower that was filming. You couldn't mount a camera to the ceiling and have it see you guys without obstructions up from the lights, and that might be too high, from what they're used to. So in this room, it would be a challenge to install.
Could we move our meetings to the cafeteria? Would that be better?
Kids Adventures isn't always out of there right away.
But it's almost the exact same setup with the ceiling. We just ran into that same issue. We put another camera in that room, and we had a hard time trying to find a place where you didn't have an obstructed view either from the ceiling or from the wall. So I say it's not something that's easily going to be installed in this room. It would be something you'd put in. It would be permanent. Just my opinion.
I CC'd you on this. I asked Bob and Carol to pull stats and the data for the hits on the website. For at least, I was curious to see what the data was for people taking advantage of the audio.
Yep.
And we're talking really low numbers. So are we anticipating we're going to see higher numbers for video?
I think so.
I'm not convinced.
I did kind of an informal survey people ran into, and I mean, it was mixed, but for the most part, a lot of people were favorable towards another way of getting the information out. But then again, a lot of people aren't necessarily listening to what's out there now.
But this is a service to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing this. We're doing this, hopefully, to get more people to see what's going on at the meeting. I mean, if it only attracts 4 or 5 more people, well, that's a good thing. Mm. Bob, you have a comment?
Well, and one of the dilemmas with the audio is that for Carol or Therese to put something in, that counts as a hit. And some of these ones where they have it has like 5 to 10 hits, 5 of those could be Carol or Therese.
Right.
And I know that there are people that do regularly check these, but most people don't. It's an antiquated technology to sit and listen to other people talk without seeing facial expressions.
But the other thing is that this is also just going to that folder where we have the minutes and the packets. So if we're not just talking audio, we're talking about the number of people that are going to this location right now looking for information. So my concern is that we're going to expend funds where it's already specifically tight for something that I'm not 100% convinced they're leveraging even the what's available now versus what we could give them. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, the other thing I was going to say, too.
No, but it's like saying there's only five people that listen to the radio. Why invent TV? You know, I just,
a lot
you
of
know,
people,
that's kind of how I look at it.
A lot of people watch the Red Sox games. Fewer listen to the Red Sox game.
I'm hoping more people. This would attract more people.
And we're focusing more on live streaming versus...
It's going to be both.
Okay, both.
So they can watch us
live,
but they can also go back. If they miss Monday night, they can go back on Tuesday and see what's going on. And it's going to be archived, so they'll have a year or 2 years worth
of... And they have nothing else to do. Instead of binging on Netflix, they can binge on our school.
Yeah.
I have to confess that when I was a teacher, I used to correct my papers on Wednesday nights. And that was when the Melrose School Board would have their meetings. And I would sit every night, every Wednesday night, and correct papers, whether it was every other week like this. But every other Wednesday, that's what I would put on the TV, and I would watch the board meeting, and I would listen to people present their side of whatever the budget question is or policy subject is. I did keep a little stack of scrap paper next to me every now and then. I'd crunch up a piece of paper and throw it at the TV. It was. I do think people watch it. I will caution us because we all have them. We all have little idiosyncrasies where we, you know, fiddle our thumbs and whatnot. So there is a getting used to, oh, man, that's what I look like. That's what I sound like. But we'll get past that. And I do think you'll get more people listening to what's going on. It'll be background. I don't think that they're going to have all their friends over and, you know, have a keg and, you know, but I think they'll get you'll get a good number of people watching it.
Well, the other thing in terms of the accessibility now, I haven't looked in the last few weeks or whenever we put the new website out there, but I know before it was potentially pretty hard in some situations to download that audio because you couldn't necessarily stream it. In some operating systems, you have to download it to your computer and save it and then open it and play it back. So potentially that might be one of the reasons why it's low. It might not be, you know, even though, you know, it's out there, it's we are making it accessible, it just might not be easy to reach. So we might find that those hits go up a little bit too.
I agree with Chris on that.
Yeah,
it's a pain sometimes.
You have to be patiently consistent or persistent to get it sometimes.
The other thing we still haven't talked about is whether or not this would be something that we would incorporate into a student-led or student-employed initiative, but that's an avenue all on its own.
I thought we dismissed...
You dismissed.
I thought we dismissed having anything other than a company do it, because if we have the students do it, then we're responsible for the tape, we're responsible for putting it out there, we're responsible for the ADA requirements if they have any, whereas if we hire this company, we don't have any of that. They do it all for us. So I thought that's what we had decided, but maybe I'm wrong.
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
Another question I asked, though, too, I wonder in terms of, I mean, I think it would be good at some point if we could involve students, but when people go to listen to the playback, is there, like, does the company recommend a certain browser that we can maybe put on the links, you know, in terms of Chrome or Internet Explorer? Because I know that makes a difference as well. You know, some people might, you know, have to use a different browser than what they're used to.
Well, I would think
put in the company.
That would be up to that company, because it's going to be on their website.
It's not
going to be on ours.
So it's on ours as far as a link.
There's a link to theirs.
And then
so and they host it.
Okay. It was just kind of a side note that I was thinking in terms of giving people.
But I would imagine it would be Internet Explorer, Chrome, Firefox. I would think they would all work. So what do you want to do? So it sounds like we either have to jump in
with both feet or not.
Or not. What's our pleasure? What do we think?
I've got 2 feet.
You did? You want to jump?
Yeah.
I'm mixed. From the feedback I got, a lot of the people I talked to thought it would be a decent idea to try. Because they thought it would
we
be
can do it for one year, and if we don't like it, we stop. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Put the holes in the wall.
What happens... James, what happens if they come in here and they say, we can't do it from here? Then what do? Back up and punt?
You could have a meeting where you could have a camera, I guess.
Are there any other places that we could have this that would be more... I mean, we used to have it at the high school cafeteria. Would that be a better location?
No. High school media center might be better. Flat ceiling could be set up to have a meeting. It's large enough. That could be another room. Yeah. A little smaller. They might come in and say you can do it here. I'm sure they can do it. It's not a matter of that, so.
Okay. If they can't, you'll let us, we'll know at the next meeting. Okay. How about if we vote on this under action items? And this will, hopefully, this will start not next meeting, but the meeting after. Two meetings from today will be our first meeting with this. Now, one of the things we talked about is having some sort of something going around, privacy, you know, the
yes,
thing.
Yes, a privacy curtain.
Okay, around here. And maybe something hanging behind us so that some sort of
a banner or something.
Or something to make it look like we just don't have an empty space behind us.
Yep.
Okay?
It's getting very fancy.
Like a town.
So we can make fancy speeches.
This is getting very fancy.
Well, no, but we want to present ourselves and we'll have to use some, you know, a good light. I mean, it's not like, does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
If they need to, I mean, potentially if they, depending on where they're able to mount the camera, does it make sense to possibly, I don't know any other ways we can rearrange the furniture, so to speak, but, you know, if they can put the camera in a certain location, then it makes sense to flip the room.
Yeah, could... James, would it make sense to flip and they could put it up on this thing? Facing that way? I mean, we could do that.
It all depends on the power of the camera. I don't know what kind of camera they use. Again, to pick up faces, it's a lot different from a camera from somebody standing back here and seeing you. Unless it's a powerful camera, they might be able to see that far and really get the feeling of people's faces. I just don't know what the power of the camera is.
Okay. I'm assuming you're going to be here for this so that when they set it up so you can...
Well, isn't it Neil's baby?
Or Neil. Somebody, or maybe both of you
maybe
will be
both
here.
Of them, but it should be Neil's baby.
I mean, the first thing is just asking the question to have the people here that know these cameras and look at the space that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know the ceilings.
Really talk about anything else.
Yeah.
I think that's what
okay. Okay.
The onus is on that.
The onus, yeah, but this is our building too.
Yeah.
So, okay, so and we'll just have the one camera to start with. And if we decide we like it, we'll put in the second one. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we will vote on this under action items. We good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
Okay, appointments, leaves, and resignations you have in your packet. But we did have an additional one that came in today at 4 o'clock. So Carol, very kindly... ran off a new set with the new addition added on. So if you looked at your packet, it does have an additional name on it. Since then, that came in again, like I said, at 4 o'clock today. Lisa Grolian has been with us 15 years. And so we wish her the best in pursuing a different, a similar job, but a different level of job in another district. So. Unless you have any questions on the appointments, leaves, and resignations, I'll move on. General update, we have our principal's interview tomorrow. We're interviewing 5 people. We had around 11 or 12 applicants, and we actually have some fairly strong-looking candidates. We'll grill them tomorrow and see if we can find the right person to be the pre-K to 2 elementary school principal. I'm very excited about it, so I'm looking forward to finding the right fit. The business administrator report, I don't think that there's anything new. I think this is the last one technically for this board, and the 12th is next week, and so she had a conflict, and I said, I think I could handle anything that you might ask, but now Paul's going to throw a curveball at me.
Yeah, I was just wondering when we might see the audit.
I don't know the answer to that, Paul. I will nag about that tomorrow. I don't blame you for wanting that audit. It's a problem we've had since I've been here. And we've gone through how many companies now? Two or three?
Yep.
So, and that's it for the superintendent's report.
I have a question, sure. Too. I don't know how much you're wanting to share now, but do you envision tomorrow being kind of like a first-round interview?
Tomorrow's the first round, yeah. And hopefully after tomorrow we can nail it down to a smaller number. I won't know what that number is until the end of the day. It could be one, it could be three. The second round would be with the central admin, you know, which is Patty and myself, and Jen Crawford, and you know, see some of the questions that you'd ask an administrator, specifically administrator kind of questions, and from there we go to here. So,
cool. Thank you.
We're good. Ready to move on. Okay, we get the minutes of February 18th. I will now accept the motion to approve the minutes as printed.
So moved. The back side of this.
No, I have different one. Second.
Okay, discussion and more amendments. We good?
I think so.
Paul, you good?
I'm probably going to abstain if you want to vote on it tonight.
Would you prefer we wait?
It's up to the rest of you.
Board members, do you mind if we wait?
We can wait, that's fine.
Okay, let's table this, and we will vote at our next meeting. Okay, public comment. For the sake of time, only new comments, please. Do we have any public comments tonight? Nothing. No Monday Night Football either. I don't understand this. Okay, school board response, nothing. Okay, we're going to vote on the appointments, leaves, and resignations. I'll accept a motion to approve the appointments, leaves, and resignations as printed.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0. I will now accept a motion to enter into an agreement. What's the name of the company, the video?
Is it Acom?
Oh, wait, it's probably in the minutes.
Oh,
wait.
It's
probably in the minutes.
It's live stream, isn't it?
Yeah. Live stream?
Town hall.
Live stream town hall.
Town hall streams.
Town hall streams. I will accept a motion to enter in a one-year agreement with Town Hall Streams for the video recording live streaming of our board meetings beginning 4 weeks from tonight. Two meetings. So whoever gets elected to the board will be surprised that they're going to have they're being recorded.
Bonus part of the package.
So move.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion and/or amendments. Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 4-0.
Hot doggies.
Okay, now we have a non-public. I'm assuming some of you are going to leave. Thank you for all those who are attending and leave. We will come in to adjourn the meeting after our non-public. And I will now accept a motion to go into non-public per RSA 91-A:3IIC.
So moved.
Second.
Do
do the roll.
Chris Dobber.
Present.
Catherine Dugan.
Present.
Paul Slaughter.
Yes.
Rich Pelletier.
Yes. Bikes off. The quota's off.